Alrighty, let me call the meeting to order. Oh, in attendance, all members are in attendance. Myself, Roberts, Archer, Eppner, and Rock. I entertain a motion for, do we accept the approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
September 16th. Moved and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Done, approved. Alrighty. Alright, now we're gonna turn, right? Next, first one is to establish a policy to prohibit appointees of Ulster County elected officials and Board of Election staff from holding any elected public office of any city, town, or village within Ulster County.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Alrighty, moved and seconded on the issue. We have made some amendments to this.
Previously.
Previously, could you remind us of the amendments?
Absolutely, the amendments that we passed last month were that this policy shall not apply to appointees of uncompensated boards or commissions, and be it further resolved that the holding of any elective public office of any city, town, or village in Ulster County shall not include fire districts, school districts, or library districts.
Okay, and then I would like to offer an amendment saying that this is not effective until December 31st.
I'll second that.
Of 2019. On the amendment, you seconded, all those in favor of the amendment?
I just wanted to comment that I'll support the amendment just because I do think it's a better scenario than effective immediately. While I still have my other concerns, and it'll be a no on the overall resolution, I will support the
amendment. Right now we're on the amendment, yep. So you support the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment?
Okay.
Aye. All right, discussion on the issue has been moved and seconded. Did you want to say anything?
I've pled my case in the past. All of my previous comments from the previous meetings, I think, stand, and if it moves to the floor, we'll have an opportunity to have further discussion.
I'll call for the vote then. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. Proposed local law amending local law requiring restaurants and fast food services established to provide plastic straws solely upon request to include plastic stirrers, plastic cutlery, and condiment packets. And of course, we add the condiment amendment to this that allows people to.
When Legislator Roberts and I saved condiment packets for the gas station goer.
Yes, they single-handedly. We
prefer to call it rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
That's what we call low hanging fruit. We were able to grab it, and we did.
Very good. I'm
the
was
county's
impressed.
Ketchup heroes.
Your ketchup heroes. That's a good one. I like that, Kath. And
it's the little things in life.
All right. Was that moved?
I move it.
Moved it and seconded, Lynn?
Second.
Yep.
Okay. All right, on the issue, do you want to discuss it, or have you had enough?
I've had enough.
All right.
I'd just like to say, Dave, that since you guys are so kind to help us save ketchup, I'll send this to the floor tonight as a yes, but when it goes, I'll probably be a no tomorrow.
No problem. No.
I'll agree with that.
Thank you for the saving of ketchup. And on the overall, we call for the vote then. All those
next
in favor?
Thursday.
Aye.
Aye.
Next Thursday.
I think we should adjourn now. This is going too
easy.
That's usually, we haven't even got through the minutes yet. You're arguing over that?
Wait.
Already setting a public hearing on the charter form of government. This is the creating term limits for, that's changing the term limit from, I think, 12 years to 8 years, isn't it?
It is.
All right, last month we put this off out of respect for the person, the sponsor.
I spoke with the sponsor on the phone today and asked him what his pleasure was on this, and he said he'd be more than happy to have it just voted on.
Alrighty. Then I, for one, will... I mean, I didn't support the 12. I'm not going to support the 8. I think it's, you know, not only that, I don't think it makes much sense to me to be doing this after you just did a 12.
I mean...
It's a little confusing to the public.
Does it need to be moved?
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second that.
I mean, I'll say that, you know, if I have a concern, I have a deeper concern about this being confusing to the public, to have a public hearing right around the time when there's going to be an actual ballot measure on for increasing the term of a legislator from 2 years to 4 years. I think that having that public hearing right around the same time as voters are going to be voting on the referendum is going to be, you know, it compounds the confusion, I think.
Well,
so,
I'm willing to vote on it, so if you want to call...
I'm fine.
I'll call the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye.
Chairman Donaldson, could I ask about the ballot referendum? I don't think there's anything on the ballot. So I had been under the impression that there was a ballot referendum, but I've looked at the sample ballots and I don't see it.
Yeah, there is no ballot referendum.
I don't think it made it. I don't think it...
We passed it in, like, May.
Right.
Yeah, we remember because of the...
That was term limits. We passed them separately.
I'll look tonight.
I didn't think this... I didn't think that passed.
Well, check the back.
You didn't check the back.
Usually the ballot questions are on the back.
Oh, wait, did you check the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
4 years.
You should check the back.
No, I don't think...
I don't think it did.
It's a travesty.
I looked. I recently looked because somebody questioned me on it.
All right. I'll look back. Yeah. I could be remembering things wrong. We've had a lot go on this year.
Yeah, a lot.
Past term limits with a referendum, past term limits without a referendum. Now we have term limits again.
Just different.
And a change in the term, which is another matter.
All right, so let's go to Resolution 407. Setting a public hearing on local law regarding campaign finance reform in Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, November 12th.
I'll move it.
Second.
I have a question about this. There's three resolutions listed on tonight's agenda for campaign finance reform. There's local law number 16, which is the one I submitted. There's local law number 21, which is the one Legislator Donaldson submitted. And then there's this local law number 10, which I don't know which one that is. But
that should be the one that came from the
committee.
From the subcommittee.
Yeah.
So how did it end up with a lower number than the two that came before it?
Because it's a 2019.
Local law number 10. Is that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. 2019. The other two are.
Oh, 2018. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That would do it. So, is the idea that if this passes out of committee that the other two would be withdrawn?
That's entirely up to the sponsors.
It's up to you. If you want to withdraw it, I mean, I'll withdraw mine. We'll do them both now.
I would be, as long as we're withdrawing both of ours together, I'm happy to do that. And then we just have one.
I said to do that before. I had no problem with it before. I mean, that's why we put together a subcommittee to deal with it. All right, so those will be withdrawn. You can take that off the old business. You heard it here. So anyway, on the issue that we have worked through, I'll have to admit that I have not ran through that since we redid that. So I've not had a chance. I mean, does anybody else want to discuss any specifics of it?
I mean...
I extensively went through it with John.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of specifics.
Right.
I
would probably like to have something separate on this, you know, because it's an issue that I would really like to, you know, go through and pick apart to make sure, you know, because everybody else that's not on the committee wants to know that. We'll know what the changes are, and I don't think we have to have maybe one meeting dealing with it. And then, I don't know, what does the rest of the committee feel?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to you about that. It's something that I'm not against.
Okay.
If it means more success for it.
Postpone.
Now, the time frame for this, in order to enact something, we still have, we would have the time, in other words, because it's not going to affect county for next year. Is there any county people running? Is there any county elections?
No, mm-hmm. Sheriff was last year.
Sheriff was last year.
He's the only one that's off cycle from an odd number.
Well, the controller's off cycle, too.
Oh.
But
well,
that's this year.
Is the controller next year?
Controller is this year.
No, it is like this year.
Well, that's this year to fill a spot, though.
No,
oh,
it is.
And it's for the remainder
the
of the term.
So it will be next year.
2021.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah, okay. Not
2020.
So that would be fine. So we've got, in other words, because I do not want to make it, in other words, if we're going to push this thing, I'd like to have it in line for the next whatever
cycle.
That cycle will be.
Yeah.
That's why I want to make sure that I didn't think there was anything coming up. Like the controller, it would not be until 2021. Right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, yes. That's true. The controller runs when the legislature runs one time, and the executive runs another time when the legislature runs. You know, the following 2 years, yes.
I think we should move forward with the public hearing, only because if we move forward with a public hearing now on it, and there's a chance that if nobody has drastic changes, this legislature could vote on it, because there's a lot of people leaving the legislature at the end of this year, on their own volition, and who knows what's going to happen November 5th, how many of us might leave on the voters' decision. I think that if we start the process moving, we can get that document put together that you're asking for, you know, at the same time, on a parallel track. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
And you still have to pass Ways and Means as well.
Yeah.
Well, what's the committee's flavor on this? The rest
I
of
think put it to the floor.
You know, Garrett, but you're willing to put it to the floor then?
Yeah.
I mean, that's we're still assuming that it passes Ways and Means.
Well, yeah, but be that as it may, I mean, you know, I'm on Ways and Means as well.
So am I.
So is Lynn, and so is Dave.
This did have support from all of the
members
the government
of the
groups and individuals who attended.
Yep.
They
it was
were
good participation.
Supportive mm-hmm. of this final compilation.
Again, everybody knows it's not something that I personally support, but I'm eager to hear what the public has to say, because I think the public might share my point of view.
All right.
Well, then
we'll have a vote to send it to the floor. And then what I would like to do is have a, if you don't mind, put together the changes, the track change on all these, so I can.
You should already have that document from our last
meeting. You probably have it.
Somewhat.
From who's
Jay?
Original?
No, if I remember, we had a redlined one at the end.
Yeah, I think
the subcommittee.
Yeah, just the subcommittees.
I would offer the fact sheet from Local Law 16 of 2018 to send to Jay and I could update that with the new information or use it for generating the change sheet.
We had tracked it.
Sorry, I'd rather mine.
Well, I don't think we don't need
no,
either.
No, I'd rather have a dump charge.
No, but wait. We had a highlighted section, I thought, of the different issue areas that
at
we
the
changed.
Beginning.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to get a
if not, you and I can sit and go back through it.
Okay.
What my original one was and the change was, so I deal with if I'm comfortable enough.
The vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll the vote. All those in favor of sending this to the floor?
Aye.
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 Against?
No. Aye.
Aye. Public hearing on local law amending section order. Oh, okay. This one is to change the size of the legislature from 23 to 21. Now, this was, there's been discussion on this in the past. I know Fred Wadnola brought it up at one point, which I objected to at that time. And the reason I objected to it was we would have had to actually did a redistricting in the middle of a term.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, in other words, if you're going to do this, this would be the time to do it. So when the redistricting comes up, it just redistricts from down from 23 to 21. So you're not redistricting more than once in a 10-year period. And that's how we did it the last time when we reduced from 33 to 23. We redistricted so it happened in one during that redistricting. Yep.
Just as had not been part of the conversation on this, where did the number 21 come up? What was there any analysis that supported this, that says this is the right number to put in place? Or, you know, why not 17, why not 11? You know, so I would love to just hear.
I mean, I'll give you my reasoning, because I actually support a much smaller legislature, but I think that, you know, I remember how hard it was going from 33 to 23. And, you know, the best changes happen in small increments. And one of the reasons for the number 21 is, you know, because of how fractions work out when you're dealing with two-thirds of the legislature to override a veto, it's unreasonably high at 16 with a 23-member body because it's, what, like 15.3. In order to, it would be two-thirds of 23. If you drop it to 21, you reduce the legislature by two members, but in doing so, you also reduce the number of votes it takes to override a veto by two, because you lose that fraction.
Yeah, it's 14. In other words, it's a divisible by three. In other words, most likely most places do it by, I mean, not most places do, because it, you know, a lot of times it depends on, like, why did we have 33 originally? That goes back to when we changed over from the Board of Supervisors to county legislators. And what they did was they used each of the towns, and then they put so many in from the city of Kingston. They used the aldermen from the city of Kingston. That it's just the way that it was done at that time.
So is there any baseline rationale for the number of constituents, the number of towns, the number of representatives? I mean, again, just because it's a number, to me, you know, give me a little more as to why we would propose this in comparison.
Well, I think, like you pointed out, the smaller, it's 21, so it's not going to increase the number that people are representing by that much.
And you also, you have to go down by two. We couldn't even go down by one if we wanted to, because you don't want to ever have an even-numbered body.
Mm, yeah.
Well, you could, but
The question of the basis for the number of constituents, I think, is important. It's 8,500 roughly, and so we were going down to single-member districts, and that allows a lot of districts where a town is represented by by a representative. In my district in particular, I have four towns already. And so even if you increase the number of people represented by a small amount, I wonder how you do it. Do I have to now take part of Woodstock or part of some other town or whoever is representing that district? And I think that may be true for some of the other smaller districts. In addition, we have Kingston, Saugerties, New Paltz all have three representatives, and I think that's already difficult for people to know who their representative is. If it were four for any of those towns, I think that's not a benefit to those. So I would like to see a much more in-depth analysis of the benefits and of the difficulties that this reduction would cause. I think this is, just an idea at this point and needs to be backed up by some rationales.
Can you do the math? What would be the math on the difference in the representation, by the way?
On the exact number that we're using for the county population, which...
Do you know the county population?
17,000, you're spreading 17,000 over 21.
Well, I bet it would be about 85 now.
That's what
if you went to 21. Huh. How many people are in Ulster County? What do we got?
About 178,000, I
think. Right. That's what I thought.
It's a margin,
Dave. I put 180, just to make it easy. If you divide that by 21, that turns out to be 8,571 people.
It's plus or minus 5%.
That's why it's the plus or minus 5. I think it was closer to 8,300 people the last time.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. So you would be increasing a couple hundred people. And it doesn't sound like a lot with that two-thirds issue. is significant, and it's happened. We've seen where we were not able to override a veto, even though we had a large majority that supported something, because it increases the number. Now, the other way you could do is increase people, if that is your goal. You could have an even number. You could run 18, because it'll be a divisible by 3, but then you have a possibility of a tie, but then it's still majority rule, so you'd be of a 10 vote instead of a 9 vote. You'd have to have 10 votes. So,
I think it would be helpful to have that analysis, you know, graphed out, charted out, and, you know, changing a district by 200 people doesn't sound like much, but if it means a change in towns, and so where are we going to drop out those districts?
Well, there's absolutely no way to tell if it's going to change a town or not, because the independent redistricting, they don't take into account, I mean, they in some areas they took into account, you know, contiguity of towns, and in other places they didn't. Like in my town, the town of Shangum, we've got pretty much enough residents to have 2 districts, and they split it into 3. There were other towns where they made a valiant effort to keep the town whole.
Well, they attempted to do that all the way through. They tried to make them whole, but certain cases by geography, it was made it difficult to do.
Had to get screwed.
Like in the city of Kingston.
Apparently, that's what he's saying.
The city of Kingston was lucky in that it laid out so there was 3, and in other words, and we actually used the ward boundaries. So I basically represent Ward 3, 5, and 9. Because there's 9 wards in the city, so I have 3 of the wards.
They had to completely remake the Ulster County, town of Shangum election districts because they split it so haphazardly.
They screwed up in some of them. I'll have to admit that, because what they did was they didn't weigh in some of that. In fact, at one point they were, you know, did that with a couple of districts where they kind of like shifted them around. So it made it, but that will probably not happen in the city of Kingston again, because it's going to change. Even if this is not done, you may not be exactly 3, and you may have to take a little chunk from here, or vice versa, like they did in the past. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, because of those, you know, the many, you know, different issues that have been brought up, is why I think I have a hard time, you know, jumping off the ledge on this one without seeing like an actual physical proposal from the independent redistricting commission.
You can't.
But by then it'll be too late.
Then we could decide, because it's 2024.
Yeah, because it has to be approved by the voters. Do you then push it back another 10 years, or do you redistrict twice in a 10-year period? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I would not want to do the redistricting.
I mean, you know,
saying, as of right now, the only thing we're saying right now is the veto thing, but we have no idea the impact this could actually have on the map.
And we have no idea the impact if we leave it like it is either. If we do not know what the consensus is going to be.
We're moving 2 legislative seats.
But we do not know what the consensus will be. When the census comes out, we don't know what that's going to be. We don't know where they shifted. Mm-hmm. There may be, City of Kingston may only be able to have 2.5. I don't know. None of it's dealt.
One thing that we could do is, and I spoke with Jonathan about this earlier, you know, if the planning department still has the software from the last redistricting, we could... You know, you could run the numbers based on 21. I don't even know. I'd have to talk to Dennis.
But then that wouldn't be accurate, because the shifts in population.
But nothing's going to be 100% accurate. But you could try. See.
At least take a look at it. I mean, we're just making it just based on a calculation right now, without really understanding the impact.
I get that. I mean, you know, that's the same way that the original, commission that created the charter did, because, you know, they didn't have the models to run that either. But I understand what you're saying.
No.
Right, and when they reduced it from 33 to 23.
But we have data now.
That one was a compromise number. It came out as 23. I mean, I myself felt it should have been, you know, less.
Dave, I'd like to add one thing before you wrap it up.
Go ahead.
You know, when this was brought up 6-7 months ago, I was like dead set against it, but I'd be willing to, you know, be convinced why to support it now. But I do agree with my colleagues that we should look into it. And I think this is one of the things that maybe we should kick the can down to like January, let a new legislation.
What is the time frame? Do you have any idea?
We wouldn't have the ability to get it on the for referendum this year.
Next
year.
It would be next year.
I know that. That's right.
That would be okay
for next year.
And
okay.
Next year, yeah.
We'll have new people
even
here. They might feel differently. Yeah. Why should we make a decision?
And this wouldn't go into effect until the 2023 elections anyway.
Right.
So, but I mean,
I'm not against it.
I just feel like I need a little more analysis.
Yeah, I don't want to make a snap decision.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And we don't have to.
There's not much to it, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, let's see
the
some
analysis,
of the numbers.
What's
just
the analysis you're going to do? You're going to add 200 and some people to your district.
I mean, do they do an update to the census every year? I mean, they kind
no.
of.
No.
They do an estimate.
They do estimates. Based on trends, by which we have current trends.
I mean,
trends,
if we can give the
trend,
population.
Based on
you
all,
I know,
York,
we've gone down. Yeah. But that's why it's probably not a bad idea. Dennis is probably keeps a running track of that. Let's just see what the implication is.
All right, so what would I request from Dennis?
Census, like, if he still has the redistricting software.
Yeah, my biggest concerns for the impact, too, just, I don't even know if that would help Dennis, is the impact. It's just my feeling, and I think legislator Nolan touched on this a little bit, is that really the most possible impact would be on the rural town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then in that case, maybe we should go back to 33.
We can look at it.
Board of Supervisors.
They haven't proposed it yet.
Well, why don't we have like
we could go to 70. Maybe we should go to 17. I don't know.
99.
I've heard lots
that
of
way
numbers.
Everybody gets representation. We would go like they do in New Hampshire.
Boy.
Everybody gets elected.
All right.
Then we'll...
Has it been moved, Jeff?
No.
No.
I'll move.
So you want to just take do you want to postpone it or you want to take no action?
We'll take no action at this point. We'll get some more information.
So you want to withdraw your motion, John?
Withdraw.
All right.
That looks like that's it. Let's put new business.
Yeah, something quick.
Yep.
The Board of Elections is trying to get in a late resolution because they have a contract that needs to be signed by October 23rd. It didn't make this meeting, so I don't know what exactly that means.
Yeah, what we'll have to do is we'll just have to have a 5-minute meeting beforehand. Fill us in on the particulars?
It's the contract accepting the second half. They came in late last month. And this is, again, accepting the money coming in from the state for the second half of the Board of Elections revenue. They didn't have that. I remember you had a couple pieces that
How
came in.
How much is it for?
$200,000.
How much?
$200,000.
If we have to have a quick meeting legislative night or whatever, we'll do it.
If I could just, you know, with the new rules change and the new resolution deadline, the fact that this meeting is a week early kind of hurts. It can go to Ways and Means when it's ready, which hopefully will happen prior to Thursday. We would meet for lateness right before the meeting, like you're saying. But it would go to Ways and Means prior to that as well.
Yeah, it could go to Ways and Means prior to that. We just got to go to this committee because that's the committee of jurisdiction.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So we'll see it. Ways and Means will see it before.
Yeah, you'll see it.
We'll have it done by Thursday.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is we could probably have a quick meeting right then. We'll have to remember, Jay, you'll have to schedule that meeting with Ways and Means,
it'll probably be right after Ways
right
and
after
Means.
Right after Ways and Means.
Following.
If we'll have enough of us
no,
to be here.
Before session.
Yeah, before session.
We'll do it. We can probably.
I have a stellar attendance record. You guys are killing it.
No, it'll be on the session.
But once caucus is...
No, it's not a session. No, it'll be session. We'll do it Thursday, but then...
I had your stellar attendance record.
We don't want to spoil your attendance record.
All righty. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.